one faith, one baptism. We see the sad results and the confusion, how our world is crumbling around us from this lack of unity in faith, the faith established by Christ. And of course, the devil is always warring against the church, particularly since the Protestant revolt, when Luther and Henry VIII started different religions, and from those now have come approaching 100,000 different faiths, false faiths, that have led countless souls astray. And if we can think in our families, when we have discord or strife, it grieves all the members. And so we can see how a lack of unity in our family, a unity in the church, especially grieves the Sacred Heart. And so we should pray for church unity. And what is the biggest obstacle to that? We have no true pope. We need a head. The head of a family, head of society, the head of the church. So we see the terrible consequences of no authority, which even now many in the world are advocate. The iniquitous plan of the devil to strike the shepherd and so scatter the sheep. How will we get a true pope? Only God knows. During the Great Western Schism, they must have been wondering the same thing when they had three claimants to the papacy. But as we know, God worked that out. That's why we need to trust God. And also, of course, in our current crisis in the church, which is rooted in a lack of spirituality in interior life, and it is the root of the crisis in our society currently that we see on the temporal level. So let us not be impatient. Let us not rely on human wisdom or our ideas, but rather on God. Ask our Blessed Mother to help us. Remember that St. Joseph is the patron of the universal church. Remember, too, to nourish unity in our families and to begin to spread the light of example throughout the world by our lives. But to be an example of unity first, we must be examples of charity. Love God with our whole heart, mind, and soul, as the Lord tells us in the gospel today. And so let us not worry about those things we cannot resolve that are beyond our control, but rather earnestly and fervently beg God through our Blessed Mother for help in those regards, while at the same time shoring up that which is in our power, loving God. This requires mortification. And from Hammond's book on meditations, it tells us that we must mortify ourselves. Without mortification, we seek nothing but our own self-satisfaction, making pleasure to go before duty, enjoyment before conscience. Is this reasonable? Without mortification, we cannot bear anything from others, and we like others to bear everything from us. They must endure our defects, though we will not bear theirs. They must yield to our will without ever yielding, or ever yielding to theirs. They must allow themselves to be ridiculed, reproved, retreated, and treated by us with haughtiness, and they must be forbidden to do anything of the same kind as regards to us. And so we see the disastrous effects of a lack of mortification. And it's so important to understand this, to pray for that spirit of mortification that will help us with unity and charity. If we do not deny ourselves, how can we love anything or anyone outside of ourselves? It's impossible. That's why our Lord tells us we will be lost if we do not deny ourselves. Love of God requires also recollection. For we cannot listen to anything but self-love in the tumult of the world around us without recollection. As Father Crozier in his wonderful book on the devotion to the Sacred Heart warns us, many spend years in the service of God, but with little or no fruit because of a lack of recollection. And we want to see that lack of recollection, that lack of love of God leads us to begin to be okay with sin. Venial sin, no big deal. Because God punishes venial sin in the next life by terrible chastisements, more chastisement than any suffering which can be inflicted upon us here below. And the more than once, he has punished it with death, even in the present life. Venial sin. Because of thoughtless curiosity, the wife of Lot was suddenly struck down with death. For having gathered a little wood on the Sabbath day, let the guilty man be stoned and let him die, said the Lord. And a prophet remains a little longer than he ought to have done in a place whither he had been sent, and a lion comes out of the forest to devour him. David, through his secret vanity, numbers his people, and 70,000 of his subjects fall prey to a pestilence. We ought to fear venial sin, because it stops the course of grace and leads to mortal sin. And so we want to pray for that and understand how important it is to hate ourselves and to know the proper idea of that, to make war against ourself, that is, the fallen nature, our bodily natural tendencies, and see what we need to do in that regard, and also the reason that the hatred of oneself is the sweetest and most consoling thing in the world. Contrary to the gospel of nourishing self, relying on self, loving self, hatred of self, of that lower fallen nature, the war on self, leads to victory over their passions. And there is therein an inexpressible happiness. For passions render the heart wretched, tear it with remorse, make it vile in its own eyes, and cast it into trouble and sorrow. Secondly, internal peace and joy of a good conscience, serenity of soul. Thirdly, the sweet hope of a happy eternity, whilst he who flatters his body prepares it to be a victim of hell, he who mortifies it prepares it for the glory of a risen body. So let's ask our Blessed Mother to help us and see how we need and how we lack unity and charity and how to acquire that through patience. And also, let's ask for help in our fallen, frail nature, which cannot sustain anything worthy of beauty or without grace. And realize that it's worth it. Remember the Psalms when it tells us how beautiful it is to see the brethren dwelling in unity, how that brings, how our own happiness leads to the happiness of others, and loving our soul and hating and resisting fallen nature. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are the peacemakers. Let's ask our Blessed Mother to guide and shape our souls, the circumstances in our lives, our wills, so that we can realize this blessedness. Jesus, meek and humble of heart. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.